position in the country is that the ruling party, the Patriotic Front, has established a militia in their party, and the role of that militia is to deal with those with the opposing voice, which means that opposition leaders, opposition parties that are opposing the so-called policies of this government will be pursued, brutalized, and violence is the way that the militia is going to use. When this issue came up, we thought it was just another one of those stories, but it has now been proved to be true. The movement for multi-party democracy, which I lead, has got its own experience with this militia. Not too long ago, I was visiting a compound in Lusaka, and my advance team with the media were attacked by 200 members of the Patriotic Front who belong to this militia and beaten severely. And we reported to the police, and my members ended up in hospital from the brutalization of this militia. And the police have done absolutely nothing, although the names were given to them. After that, members of the civil society and opposition leaders met in a church to pray against the removal of subsidies from essential commodities. And the same militia came in and beat up bishops in the church and beat up everyone who was there, and told them that if they are going to be condemning government, they are going to get that kind of treatment. A few days ago, my colleague, Father Walia, who is heading another political party, was at a radio station, and the militia were sent against him again and attacked him. I was in another province 2-3 days ago, and after I spoke at a funeral service, the PF thugs were organized, given money to come and attack me. And, you know, by God's grace, nothing like that happened because intelligence was there to protect me. So the point we are making is that we are making a demand on the police to be professional, investigate what is going on, and let us know whether this government wants to govern by violence so that we can make up our minds on how to deal with such type of a government.
Dr. Mumba, some officials have denied that the militia is affiliated with the government and that the attacks, although unfortunate, cannot be blamed on the ruling party. What is your reaction to that?
That is not true. The people that are in the forefront of this are non-PF officials. I mean, we've got the chairman, the youth chairman in Lusaka, and Mr. Yamba, he was there holding a gun to one of my associates, my leaders. So they can't say it's been done by known people. These are people that are known in our compound. These are names that have been taken to the police. These are names that are being identified by people who are being attacked. Obviously, there's no truth that this is being done by isolated people. This is being done by the PF. And we do have information that they've been preparing these militias for some time now.
Have you petitioned the president, for that matter, since he is mandated by the Constitution to protect life and property, concerning these incidents of violence allegedly perpetrated by militia members affiliated with the ruling party?
Well, there's a process of dealing with such kind of behavior, and our first option is to take this to the competent authorities, and in this case, the competent authorities are the police. And so what we've done is taken the evidence, the names, the pictures of these people to the police and asked them to do the investigation so that we can give them a chance to use the professional way of solving this problem. Unfortunately, we are seeing very little response, so now we have to look at other options in which to express our grievances. By approaching the president to make a statement to denounce violence. We are not sure that the president can do that because his background does not help us have confidence that he's not a violent man. And so we need and we have demanded for a statement from the president to condemn the violence that has been perpetuated by his own members.
Recently, there were officials from the Commonwealth Secretariat to come and ascertain the situation on the ground by way of the human rights record of the country. Are you pleased with that effort?
Our immediate response as the MMD is that we are very impressed with the speed at which the Commonwealth Secretariat has responded to our submission. and petition. They came just barely weeks after we presented our petition, which showed their commitment to ensure that their member country is abiding by the Harare Declaration, which demands that democracy must be espoused, human rights must be protected amongst all member states. And so we were happy about that. And the Deputy Secretary General has followed up with a delegation, and I was talking with them. They came to interview us to get more information just 2-3 days ago. And we gave them an updated position that nothing has improved. Now we do have this militia that is terrorizing members of the opposition and demanding for dialogue with government so that we can take our country back to normalcy and to a democratic state where we can debate and talk about matters that are affecting us. So we are very happy with the Commonwealth. We can only hope and pray that they are not going to be intimidated in meeting out whatever kind of censure that they will seem fit in order to stop this government from brutalizing its own citizens.